Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
Welcome back. This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and healthy, nourished skin with thanks to Sanex. Brand new season, girls, brand new partner. We've been loving the Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel lately. It comes in three different options depending on what your skin needs.
That's right, Claire. We have the anti-itchiness and anti-irritation. That's the one I've been using this week. It's designed for itchy skin. It contains omega-3 and reduces irritation in just 3 days of use.
I'm on the anti-dryness this week, designed for dry skin with hyaluronic acid, which is good for moisturising.
And then we have the smooth skin texture, suitable for combination to oily skin, and contains niacinamide, known to help reduce imperfections. So, whichever skin therapy shower gel you choose, you are in great hands, as it's developed with dermatologists and its patented amino acid complex preserves your skin's barrier, helps support your skin's natural defense, and delivers a 24-hour hydration feel, because we're all about protecting our skin health in 2026.
That's for sure. Healthy skin this summer.
It's Bank Holiday Monday. We're recording this. The podcast is out tomorrow. And I don't know, I can just feel it in my bones that we're having very different bank holidays.
Didn't want to make too much of a big deal of it, but I must say I am in a zen cave and I think you're not.
Yeah, think the opposite of what a zen cave would feel like, and that's where I am. And I think anyone who has kids will relate to the feeling of, you know, bank holiday Monday, we're close to the edge of insanity at this point.
I suppose as well, if you look at it, it's like for parents, it hasn't been that long since there was Easter holidays. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see a bank holiday roll around. Perhaps you get to see your family and stuff. But actually, as you say, by the time Monday comes, you're thinking, grab a screen, girls.
I was like, this is when mummy's going to work. Bye, 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 bye. Mummy's going to work. See you later. Claire, take as long as you need.
And then, Mom!
So no. Tell us about your bank holiday. What have you been up to?
So I was working on Saturday. I don't know if I've talked about this yet. I probably haven't. But I'm in with Emma Willis in the BBC every Saturday now.
And what an icon.
What an icon. I must say, every time I speak to anybody about Emma Willis, and I suppose all around our vintage, they all remember her on MTV.
Yeah.
So she was back in the days of Dave Berry, of Kat and Edith, you know, those select MTV days.
Yeah, she's an absolute legend. So you're loving working with her. Is she like, does she give you good vibes?
She gives me great vibes. And do you know what? She's really normal, like super famous, but super normal, and has this wonderful marriage with Matt Willis,
yeah,
which I just every so often get like little snippets of, little pockets of. So I was talking to her. My main focus with Emma, aside from producing her show on Radio 2, is getting as much intel and tea on Love is Blind UK as I can. Because that's one of my big TV moments of the year. So I was saying to her on the show this week, I was like, Emma, when is Love is Blind UK back? Because I watched the latest American one and now I need my fix. Not till August, she tells me.
Would you like to go on Love is Blind?
She said this to me. And so did Jeff, my creative director at BBC. And yeah, I would. However, sadly, at the moment, I'm too old. There's just like they're doing it for, as far as I can see, and I've watched most of the UK and US series. There's nobody of my vintage. There's nobody at like 45 on it. But yeah, dating. I mean, dating on TV, big step for somebody who barely dates in life.
Yeah.
To go and put her love life on the TV would be a big step for me.
Sorry, but I'd be like just so glued to watching you on a date on TV. Okay, so that's that. Speaking of relationships, so if you missed it, girls, and I'd say there's few people who did, judging on the response that we got to this podcast. But last Friday, we put out a little bonus episode of Soul Sisters, and we spoke about this lady, author, mother, amazing businesswoman now called Belle Burden, who her husband came to her right when COVID broke out and they were quarantining in Martha's Vineyard. They have this five-star beautiful life. And he left her after she found out that he was having an affair. And in the podcast, we go into all the ins and outs. So if you haven't listened, I'll link it in the show notes. Go and listen. It's absolutely brilliant. Just 25 minutes long. But I was getting messages from people who were like, I'm stuck in my car. Like, I'm not getting out until I get to the end of this episode. Keep them coming. Loved this episode of Soul Sisters. I was so blown away by the feedback. And I know you were too, Claire. But on my Instagram, I asked people like, would you have made the sandwich? So basically he comes back to the household a couple of months later and he asks Belle to make him a sandwich, which is quite controversial, let's be honest. So I put up two stories on my Instagram, one describing the story and linking to the podcast. Then a couple of hours later, I was like, oh, I need to ask people about the sandwich. So I said, your husband comes home and he asks you to make a sandwich. What do you do? Well, let's just say, I'd say 50% of the responses did not know that I was talking about Belle Burden's life. They thought I was just generally asking, would you make your husband a sandwich? The replies I was getting, of course I would, Georgie, and I'd expect him to make me one too. And I was like, no, it's actually, blah, 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 blah. And I had to keep going back to people. And going, no, he actually left her for another woman and then came home and asked to make the sandwich. People were like, oh, then F him.
Sandwich to the face, more like.
Yeah. So yeah. The general consensus is not many would have made that sandwich.
No, and I agree. A lot of people sending me DMs as well saying, my neighbour has been bugging me for so long to read this book, and now you've put out this bonus about it. What should I do? Should I read the book first? Should I listen to the bonus episode? What am I going to do? Is there spoilers? And I suppose because the book has been so widely talked about at this point, you're unlikely to have gotten away without spoilers. And I suppose the beauty again of this writing and how well this is written is her detail is incredible. Not only in her writing and how beautifully she's written it, but actually the detail that she has, that she's able to go into, be it going into her family line or talking about her friendships and how people reacted to her, how her family reacted to her and what she did after discovering that her husband, you know, was having an affair. Everything goes deeper. So don't worry, if you haven't read the book yet, I would say have a listen to the episode and then get yourself on Spotify or Audible. I think it's the best way to consume this book is actually to listen.
I heard Jamie on the phone yesterday. So he was chatting to our friend Colm, he did the Dublin Half. And we are all going to Tilo and Jer's wedding in a couple of weeks. Now, Tilo and Jer are the couple who got engaged in the Alps when we went for the snow run. Do you remember?
Yes. Oh my goodness.
So they're part of Team Good Glow and there's loads of us going to the wedding. We're so excited. But Jamie was on the phone to Colm last night and he was saying, God, I can't wait for this wedding. You know, I haven't been to a wedding in so long. I think the last wedding we were at was Shrubs and Rubs. Few years ago. And Colm was like, yeah, I'm so excited. And Jamie's like, sure, just, you know, we've just kind of gone past the point of our friends getting married now. And Jamie's like, sure, they're all just getting divorced. And I was like, oh my God, everything's in cycles, isn't it? Well, Jamie is 5 years older than me. So there's more of his vintage of people getting divorced. Like it hasn't hit my group yet, thankfully. But like Jamie's like his friends would be 45 and upwards. Uh-huh. And he's seen some of his friends getting divorced and some of the people that we used to work with have been divorced. But it's just so mad the way things happen in cycles.
Definitely. And I think COVID, I still go back to COVID and I still think, you know, I know at this point there's nothing we can do about what happened then and what it did. But I do think that those years that we went through and the trauma that people went through disrupted whatever path you were on, be it your career or in your relationships, or like me being single. You know, it definitely was an unexpected interruption of destiny that may have, I think, really unearthed people's connection with each other.
Whoa. Because I was thinking about Belle, right? Because it was the first week of lockdown and she found out her James was having an affair. Maybe she never would have found out if it wasn't for COVID, because he could have, I suppose COVID probably forced him into a decision. He couldn't have the best of both worlds. It was one or the other. Mm-hmm. And so he chose to leave.
Yeah. I was having a chat with a psychotherapist friend of mine and we were talking about the flick, and I was asking her, so James, you know, goes from devoted husband, homemaker, family guy, good father, to walking away from all responsibilities that he has had over the last 20 years. And, you know, she was saying, yeah, it's highly unusual.
And oh, is it?
Highly, highly unusual. Yeah.
For a man to just leave, or anybody to just leave?
Not to leave, but to leave everything. I don't want to father my children any longer. I don't want to be married with you. I don't want this life. I don't want any of our homes or our... Now, obviously, he reneged on that stuff and went back that he did, you know, fight her for their homes and their any wealth that they had between them. But for him just to decide the life he has been living for 20 years is over and nothing. Like, he, you know, when he's talked about buying a flat or an apartment in New York, and it was like maybe a one bed or was it a two bed? And Belle was like, well, there's not going to be room for the three kids to come and visit you. And that was absolutely his plan.
And he was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just thought it was mad that he walked out and his children were teenagers to go and be a parent to toddlers, basically.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. I wonder, did that happen? You know, or was that exactly, was that his plan? There's no way, surely, that the husband of the other woman would have allowed that to happen. Mm. They were significantly younger, I think, as well, than Belle and James. So surely the other husband would have said, like, we're not giving up on this. We've gone wrong somewhere, but we have to try and fix this.
Yeah. Because, yeah, they didn't end up together, James and this other woman. So maybe she did go back to her husband. Wow. Yeah, so go and listen to the bonus. Lots of feedback on it. Lots of new Belle Burden fans. So thank you so much for the feedback on that. And there's lots more coming this season. I wanted to just fill you in a little bit about what I've been doing this bank holiday. So remember last week on the pod, I said to you, I didn't have a podcast for The Good Glow on Sunday yet, because I just felt like I needed to sit in that space and see what direction I needed to go in. Mm-hmm. So it was can you believe this? Wednesday night. And now normally I'd be freaking out at this point, but I was just sitting in the space and seeing what came up. And on Wednesday night, I was in bed and I came across Kimberly Gallagher, who's a feng shui expert who I've followed for a couple of years now. She's an English lady, lives in Australia, huge following online, especially since she started kind of leaning into the Year of the Horse content a little bit more. And she went viral on Wednesday because she said this weekend, is a kind of transitional period in the Year of the Horse, and we have some work to do this weekend. So I reached out to her and I said, oh my God, would you come onto the podcast? Because I really feel like we could have a great conversation this week. So she came on, we recorded Friday, put it out on Sunday. And ever since then, I have looked at my house in a completely different way. So feng shui means the energy of your home. Is your house feng shuied?
It's not, but I do have some people around me who are feng shui masters. So I do often get advice. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So she said, like, once you step in and evaluate the energy in your house, you can't unsee it. Mm. And she gave us a few little tips on the podcast of what we can do. So basically, she said, we're in the year of the horse and it's 2026 and lots of people will have felt that 2026 is not going the way they want so far. And she said, that's because the horse hasn't started to gallop yet. So we came in being like, we thought everything was just going to be, everything was just going to get better like straight away. She mm-hmm. said, but we need to first, in this period coming into May, think about what we want to leave behind before the horse starts to gallop next week. And in the podcast, she gives us little things that we need to do this weekend, like clear clutter, you know, open your back door to let negative energy out, open your front door to welcome the new, just little tips. It's well worth a listen. But she also spoke about different areas of your house being associated with different things. And, you know, let me just get this. The southeast is about your finances, abundance. The southwest is romantic relationships or partnerships. And so I downloaded this compass for my phone.
Mm.
And with the help of Jamie, I'm sad to say I did need help to use a compass. I figured out where I was. And I have been wrecking his head ever since. Like the house has been, Pia's room, we spent 6 hours on it yesterday, clearing it out.
No way.
But I went around last night and I looked, I started to pay particular attention to the southwest area of the house, which is based around love and relationships, because, you know, I just wanted to see if there was anything in that corner that wasn't meant to be.
Mm.
And I went in last night, right? I just got out of the shower and I walked into our room and the southeast is like Jamie's side of the bed in Jamie's corner. I was like, oh, for God's sake, he's got all sorts of shite in those drawers. And I looked over his chest of drawers and there is a picture of a fire burning. An open fire on a beach. So now it is something to do with something positive in our relationship was the night we got engaged. Jamie had set up a fire on the beach and had like flowers and a blanket and champagne. We were in Big Sur and it's a picture from that night. But I went in, Jamie was sitting on the couch and I was like, Jamie, I just went into the southwest corner and we have a picture of a fire in that corner. I was like, flames, literal flames. And so I looked it up and it was like, you know, that's too fiery for that corner. I have so much work to do in my house to work on each corner. So the southwest is love and relationships. Mm-hmm. Southeast is wealth and money. The center is your overall health and balance. So in the center of your house, if you have a big cluttered drawer or press, what sort of energy is that giving out into the world? And it means the energy can't flow. The east is your physical health. The northeast is learning, mindset, inner work. That's a great place to have like a little meditation corner or a bookshelf. And the north is your career and life path. So I'd highly recommend people listen to this podcast because it just helps you see your house in a different way and ask yourself, is this working for me or is this working against me?
Listen, I have to tell you something, and I can't forget it. I have to say a big thank you to Joanne O'Boyle, who's a soul sister, who in February got in touch with me and went, Claire, are you aware that Phil Collins is up for an induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And I said, Joanne, what are you talking about that he's not already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That's scandalous. And she said, yes, but you can vote. So I voted. And Joanne sent me a message in the DMs. Phil Collins became an inductee.
Whoa.
So he's now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this is what he has said. Obviously, I'm pleased and honoured to be inducted. It wraps up what has been a wonderful life in music. And that, my friends, is such a Phil Collins response.
Come here. Is there a chance he could put on an L gig that we could go to, or is he done?
I think he's probably done. When I was working with Zoe Ball, she did a program with them. They did a big special. You can listen back on BBC Sounds. Actually, she did a great interview with them, and then the BBC just tracked his career. It's stunning, like stunning, stunning, stunning. Life and career that Phil Collins went from being a drummer to being a frontman, like unheard of. Right. You know, so many hits, transatlantic and in the UK. And then, you know, back when they did Live Aid, he performed in the UK and then flew by Concorde to the US. Like, it's just like what a career. But I don't, I would be very surprised if we see Phil Collins on stage again.
Okay, so this is what happens in September. Oprah's coming to the Three Arena to put on her one night only in Dublin. And you get VIP tickets to see Phil Collins in the Olympia.
Oh my
God. What do you do?
Oh my goodness. I think, look, I'd have to be Oprah.
Yeah.
It would have to be Oprah, because I feel like I get enough from listening to Phil on Spotify, but I do not get enough of Oprah listening to her on my podcast app. I need to see her in person. By the way, I've done a little bit of digging on this. I've obviously joined the pre-sale. Get in there, girls. Pre-sale's on Thursday and Thursday.
I didn't know
the 7th.
What you were going to say you've joined there. For some reason, I expected you to say priesthood.
I've joined the OnlyFans for priests.
What is that?
Well, no, I've just made it up. I'm sure there is, though. I did in Rome buy a calendar of sexy priests. So that's hanging in my kitchen. Gorgeous men.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know if they're actually priests, but boy, oh boy, do they look good in a habit.
So did you buy that in the Vatican or from one of those little tiny shops?
Yeah, one of those really overpriced tourist shops along the way. And I went in and I checked two shops because there was two types. One was better than the other. And I went into one of the shops and I went, excuse me, this is down the road. It's cheaper down there. And he said to me, go down there and then buy it. And I was like, what a good response. Okay, thanks.
And so did you leave?
Yeah. I'm back down the street and bought it elsewhere, like I was told.
Oh my God.
Actually, speaking of Rome. Now, sorry, what was I going to say before I finished that? Jeez, hold on a second. Where was I going?
Yes, the OnlyFans for priests.
Yeah, no, that's taking me off track. Where was I going? Oh, pre-sale for Oprah.
Okay.
Thursday's the pre-sale and then Friday's the actual sale. I think she's going to sell out in seconds. Oh yeah, I did some research. I was like, oh, she's over this side of the world. She'll probably go to Europe and do some speaking, or she might go to the UK. No, I can't find her anywhere else but Dublin.
I wonder if we should book into the Merrion that night. She wouldn't be down at the buffet.
Do you think that's where she'd stay?
Yeah. Or maybe Intercontinental?
Or would you say that there is like a service,
like a country house?
Yes, manor that she would stay in. Because she could probably fly in on a private jet to one of the airfields.
Yeah.
So she could, isn't there a 6 or 7 star or something ridiculous hotel down around
Ballyfin?
Leash or something.
Oh my God, I just can't cope.
But I have to, can I just talk to you about day drinking for a moment? Now, you did talk at the top of the episode, obviously, your bank holidays have changed. Back in the day, you know, bank holiday Monday or at least bank holiday Sunday would have been spent in the beer garden. But I just when I was talking about Rome there, it reminded me. So I've been out doing a bit of networking lately. I'm working freelance. I did have a job lined up. And I think this sort of happens, can happen to everybody. But I had a job lined up. I was ready to go into it. All set to start. The budget, the funding got pulled. My job disappeared. So I've been out, you know, really, really working my contacts to see if there is a job that I can pick up. So I went to see some people last Wednesday, and one of them was an Irish gal who's now become a friend, Jennifer Dollard, who used to work at Today FM with us when we were at Bauer. And now she is in Acast. She's a big job in Acast. So I went to do a few coffees before Jennifer, and it was a lovely sunny day. And Jennifer and I got in and I was like, do you want to go outside? It's lovely. And she was like, yes, let's go outside. So we went for a little walk, and we ended up quite close to, this is Old Street, kind of Shoreditch neck of the woods in London, where I used to work at Sony. So we ended up at the Arthur, which was my old local pub. She was like, come on, we'll go in for a drink. So I was like, oh my God, that's a great idea. Get a little drink and sit outside. So she gets a lager shandy, lager spritz or whatever. And as soon as I heard spritz, I thought, oh my God, Campari spritz. One of my best memories of the Rome half was a Campari spritz. Wow.
Forget the medal.
Forget the medal. Forget the run. It was all about a Campari spritz. So I thought to myself, right, I've done my hard work. I'm going to have one of these. And it felt amazing. Wednesday afternoon, sunny day, sitting on a bench, catching up with Jennifer, talking about Ireland and then also talking about work and stuff and seeing what's going on in the industry. So we head back to Acast and she's running upstairs because she's to go to a meeting. And I'm like, grand. Now, Acast is lovely. Like, there's lovely studios there. Acast is a podcast platform. Where you can basically you can host your podcast and they'll sell adverts and stuff for you. So there's loads of people there. There's people recording podcasts. It's quite a new building as well, so it's quite cool. So like I've had my one Campari spritz, and you know, I think one is ideal. If you could stop drinking after one, you are perfectly fine. You're happy. You're compos mentis. Life is good. The only telltale is when you do something like go to the bathroom, right? So I'm like, oh, there's a sign for the bathroom. I should go and check the loo before I go. So I walk in. My favorite type of bathroom.
Are you walking like this?
Was I dancing? Potentially I was, yeah, because the music was on quite loud. So I was walking over, I sidled over to the bathroom, I opened the door, and down the row, down the left-hand side of this corridor were individual toilets, male and female, right? Uh-oh! So in I go, right, close the door, and I'm in there, nice toilet again, so I'm sitting down, use the loo, get up, and then I'm like, oh, hang on a second. I start rifling through my bag. I just thought, where's that? Hang on a second. Wow, look at this. That's quite nice. Oh, they've got storage up there. Oh, there's loads of toilet roll and stuff. And then I'm like in the mirror. I'm like, oh God, my mascara is running a bit. I'm going to put on some lipstick. And then I get that moment of like, how long have I been in here? How long? You know, you just get that moment of you're like, I have been so distracted. I would say I probably was in those bathrooms for 15 minutes. Mega sheepish. Mega sheepishly, I walk back out and just keep my head down and walk straight out of Acast and down the road towards the tube. But yeah, that's the only thing I'd say about the old day drinking, certainly at this age. You just get a little bit distracted by yourself.
Yeah, we were celebrating something during the week and we went down to the cheese bar and I was like, you know, when you're just on a mission to just have a really nice hour, I was like, what am I going to order here? I'm going to really treat myself. So I ordered a glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
Delicious.
I can't believe we both were drinking during the day this week.
Yes.
On a working day. So I ordered a glass of Sauvignon Blanc and then I ordered basically a whole wheel of cheese and a baguette. And then they melted the cheese. What's it called? Camembert?
Camembert, yeah.
And dipped the toasted baguette into the cheese and had my... Now, I'm talking, you know, when you get a lovely, crisp glass of white wine, like the tiniest sip at a time. So it lasted for the whole baguette. Jamie was sitting there with a croissant and a flat white, just being like, are you okay? No, Jamie, I'm not.
Remember, we're celebrating.
It was 12:45.
That, do you know what though? Not to encourage it, but like you say, when you can savour and sip a drink at sort of silly o'clock, you know, mm-hmm. when you should be doing something else, there is few things more satisfying.
Yeah. Do you know what? I just felt like I never drink during the day. I never stop to pause.
Yes.
And not that you need an alcoholic beverage to congratulate yourself. But that was my little hour of a celebration. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Okay, ladies, make your way to the bathroom. Now, you know the feeling. Closing the bathroom door, shutting out the world. It can be done in your home or it can be done at a business somewhere in central London. But you step into a gorgeous shower and you know you're looking after your skin. Because why? Because of course you're using Sanex Skin Therapy Range. You're preserving your skin barrier. It's helping support your skin's natural defense and it's delivering a 24-hour hydration feel. It's a real moment of relief for you and for your skin. You know your skin is getting the 5-star treatment and so you have space to think. And next of all, guess what drops in? An aha moment. So, Georgie, have you got one for us this week?
Yeah, so my aha moment was actually this morning. So... yeah, we're on day 3 of the bank holiday here and I really wanted to use this bank holiday as kind of a full stop. The Good Glow has finished another season. I'm stepping into kind of probably a little bit more of a creative space because I'm not using up all of my creative energy on one project. So I love this time because I get to cook more and think about future projects and just open up a little bit. But I was in the shower this morning and I was thinking, God, I've really achieved what I set out to do this weekend, which was, you know, have restful sleeps, sort out the house a little bit, spend time with the kids, of course. And then I got thinking about something Kimberly Gallagher said to me, and I related it back to myself. She was talking about the home when she said, evaluate the energy in the home and see what it needs. Does it need more energy? Does it need less fiery energy? Like, what does your house need? And when I thought we can actually apply that to ourselves, and we probably don't ask ourselves those bigger questions enough. So when I was in the shower this morning, I was like, what I need this week is to level up. I've had the rest. I'm done with the rest. But what do I need to do to level up? What are the things that I'm going to do for myself this week to take me up to that next level? Do I need to watch a masterclass? Do I need to change my playlist around? I need more energy. And so how am I going to inspire myself? And I thought it's such a great way. And we can do this on Sundays when we're in the shower. Like, how am I feeling? What do I need? And make a plan for giving yourself, whether that's more energy or less or whatever it is you need. So yeah, I just thought that was really such a great aha moment and we can all apply it to ourselves and to our each and every week.
Nice. Love that. And I do think you're right. There's something about cleaning away the old, the stagnation, that the old, you know, goes down the plug hole with the water. And so something new can be administered.
So a massive thanks to Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel for supporting Soul Sisters this season. With 0% sulfates, this shower gel really is next level. It's been developed with dermatologists, which is something I absolutely love about it, because what you put on your skin is important, and on your body too. You know, we can be so obsessed with taking care of our faces that sometimes we forget about the rest of our body. Sanex Skin Therapy is currently half price in Chemist Warehouse from the 1st to the 31st of May.
Okay, so for recommends this week, right, I want to invite you Soul Sisters to come and meditate with me. There is few things in my life that serve me better than my meditation practice. And I have a lot of Soul Sisters who do it already and rave about it. And I would love to open the doors to you. So you have a few options. You can come on a Tuesday evening between 8 and 9 p.m. on Zoom. I also do Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And we do an hour, half an hour of kind of silent meditation and then half an hour of mantra. But I'm coming home and I'm going to do a monthly in-person meditation evening in Dublin. And so the first one is happening on Monday, the 18th of May in Mount Marion Parish Hall. Eileen's managed to get me in there a little discount because she's a volunteer over there. So I will be commandeering the Mount Marion Parish Hall. And if you are a Soul Sister and you would love to come along and get a taster of what meditation is like with me, then come along and we'll have some tea and we'll gather and we'll have a chat and have a lovely evening.
Oh my God, can I come?
Yeah, you have to come.
Fabulous. Oh, that is such a good recommend. And sometimes like I don't feel like you big yourself up enough, Claire, and what you do for people and the energy that you bring to the world. So I am so in support of this. I'm thrilled for you.
Good. Well, look, I want, if you're interested, just drop me a little DM at Claire Solon and I will send you a payment link and we can get you sorted and come along. I'm launching myself out. Like you say, I kind of keep what I do under wraps, but I'm ready to step out and do more now. So if you would love to get involved, come along, see me, see GC, do some OMS.
And you know, when I was saying there in speaking about my aha moment in the shower, like when you feel like you need to level up, and although you meditate every day, is it meditation that you turn to level up, a different type of meditation, or what is it that you do in your life when you feel like you need that kind of boost?
That is such a good question. And I was, and the reason I say that is because I was asking myself the same thing recently, because meditation is great. Meditation is expansive and it's a tool that can help you live your life easier, better, more joyfully, but action is required.
Mm.
And you know, for someone who might have been a bit of a procrastinator her whole life and, you know, never really worked for herself, I have really had to push myself out of my comfort zone. So manifest, mantra, act. If you're not out in the melee, if you're not out in life, connecting with people, making opportunities happen for yourself, meditation can't really make those things happen.
Yeah. Interesting. And I'm excited to follow your journey over the next 10 weeks because I know you are in that kind of period of stepping out and transition. So it's really exciting.
Okay, so my recommends this week is, and it's this, I don't know if anyone feels like this at the moment, but like I went in, so I go to Ivana Breen, who's a dermatologist in town, and she is, I would call her like the OG of skincare. Like she's really experienced in what she does. And I went to her last July and I felt so down about my skin. And this week I felt really down about it as well. I just
felt like there was no life in my skin. And when I feel like that, I get worried about what's going on internally with me, because obviously our bodies are the first thing that we can see. And I definitely didn't feel like I looked like myself before I got sick. So it's always kind of a red flag for me. Mm. And I went in to see her this week, and I was going to cancel the appointment because I was so self-conscious. But I went in and she did microneedling on me. Have you ever had microneedling?
No, but I've been doing some research into it because I've got quite a bit of acne scarring.
Oh, it is insane. So I got microneedling done. I walked into Ivana's as one version of myself and came out as a completely different person.
Now, are you very red after it?
So I don't have overly sensitive skin. So okay. My neck was red, but basically it just gives you this boost and it turns over your cells. Like, I went in grey and came out glowing. I couldn't believe it. Now, my message about this is deeper. So I said to Ivana, I was going to cancel. I was really self-conscious coming in. And I said, but I remember feeling like this time last year about my skin too. And obviously I travel a lot at the start of the year and it could be to do with that. But she said the light changes in April and how you see yourself is different.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh my God, I never thought about that. Like, obviously everything's brighter.
Yes.
It's sunnier. We're probably looking at ourselves more because we're facing more people and we're going out into that lovely sunshine and meeting people. And maybe it brings up this kind of self-consciousness in us around this time of year. Mm-hmm. So that was something like that I really thought about this week afterwards. But she reminded me that you do have to put the work in order to glow. You know, we can't just put the mask on. We need to glow from the inside out. So I've been drinking my water. I feel like I got a boost from the microneedling. But I just wanted to recommend, if you have a wedding or you're getting married and you just feel a little bit down in yourself, in your skin, go for microneedling because it is magic.
I have very sensitive skin, so I was wondering how long it would take for my big red head to go down after the treatment. But yeah, very, very interested.
So it's a bank holiday Monday. What time is it now? It's 11:20. My house is very quiet. So it is,
yeah. Where's everyone gone, do you think?
They must have left.
Yeah.
They've gone somewhere.
Great news for you.
It's great news for me, but often when we finish a podcast and there's no one here, we'll keep yapping now for an hour, but I have to go and edit this. What is your plan for the rest of the day?
Well, I am... Oh, I'm getting my hair cut and coloured, actually. Maybe a bit like your skin in this time of year. It's good to inject the Gruig with some... You know, like get my red really rich and healthy looking again. Quite a few greys coming through. And that, you know, when you're just casually looking in the mirror and you're like, oh my God, like a clump of them right in the center. You've split your hair. Like, maybe you come out of the shower and you've split your hair down the center and that center parting and you're like, what the? Like... So that's what happened to me the other day, and I got onto my hairdresser and I was like, Grace, are you working on bank holiday? So big up to the hairdressers who work on bank holiday. Also to my bin men who collected my bins today. Gave them a wave out the window. I'm like, lads, well done. I hope you're getting time and a half for that.
I was going to give my mum a ring now and see if myself and Jamie could sneak off to the cinema to see The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Stop.
So no. I said to Jamie, would you come to the cinema with me tomorrow to watch The Devil Wears Prada 2? And do you know what he said? Is Stanley Tucci in it? I said, yeah, he is. And he goes, okay, I'll go.
I was like, all right.
Didn't know you were such a fan. So I'm just wondering if I just love to just sneak off to the cinema. And then we got chatting. We haven't been to the cinema since before. The last thing we went to see in the cinema was the James Bond film.
Skyfall.
When he died at the end of it.
Oh my God. That's a long time ago.
What do you order in the cinema?
So I find I go in very optimistic and I'll get some buttery popcorn and put minstrels into it. But when I tell you, I get very gassy after it, like very gaseous. So it's always a lovely experience when I'm in there, but it's a terrible couple of hours afterwards.
Yeah, and when you come out of the cinema and it's bright.
Yeah.
You just spent like 2 hours stuffing your face.
Yeah, you got popcorn kernels in your teeth and...
You're like, what am I going to have for my dinner now?
So either I would say maybe, I don't know, are the nachos any good these days in the cinema?
See, I get nachos and popcorn. I would be less into the chocolate side of things.
Nachos and popcorn?
Mm.
So he'd get one and you get the other and you just share.
No, I'm not a big sharer in the cinema. I just like to have my own stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is something I feel like we should talk about. The share versus the non-share.
See, I like to eat my popcorn slowly and Jamie's like, and I'm like, it's not a race to the frickin' bottom. Now you're making me eat faster because I feel like you're going to eat it all.
Okay, that's understandable. I see what you've had to put a boundary in there. That's fair enough, yeah.
Maybe I should just go by myself.
Do you know what? That's what I would do. I would slip away now before they come back and then just be like, oh, P.S. gone to see Stanley Tucci. Sorry.
Okay, so you enjoy your haircut. I'll let you know if I get out to the cinema. And I guess we'll see you for the bonus.
See you for the bonus.
Massive thanks to Sanex Skin Therapy for all the support this season. Thank you for the Soul Sisters, to the Soul Sisters. And yeah, if you haven't listened to the bonus episode, go and listen to it now. It's so good.